Good evening, everyone. It's radiant time. Radiance by design. Heckens, we're right under the almost full moon. Holy mackerel, is it ever full right now? Gosh knows. I guess it's pregnant, do you think? So it's going to shine baby moonbeams all over the place by, somebody said the full moon's, well, I don't know when it is. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, it's looking pretty heavy duty in front of us here right now. The day before Valentine's, it's just hanging just outside the window there, talking to us. So feel the beams from the almost full moon. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, I want to talk to you tonight about you, or me. Remember, it's all about me, it's all about you. These are sort of crazy times on the planet. There's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of people having monetary, water, health problems, there's a lot of ripping and tearing of Mother Earth in terribly dangerous ways, and nobody really knows what's going to happen. And I haven't really investigated with my guides and angels. This is the next step of the whole New Earth thing. And a lot of my friends are really counting on that. But one of the things that I do count on, because it does look like a life and death experience, and Sandra Snead, who's one of my paradigm shifters, says in her channeling that humans have rendered themselves extinct every 10,000 or 11,000 years in the history of the planet, usually killing ourselves off, just as we're doing now with toxicity, radiation, ripping up the planet, fracking, who knows what all, right? I mean, it's just GMOing our reality is what I think of, you know. Sometimes genetically modified reality isn't exactly the most expansive because it doesn't make sprouts most of the time, does it? Anyway, this is Veronica, and I want you to call in tonight. I want to talk to you about what it's like to be really true to yourself. And when we've got a kind of a fractured reality going on, and there's teeming overpopulation, and the money problems have been exacerbated by, I think, the chicanery or the actual corruption, and people feeling powerless and so on. I want to say there are so many ways for us to empower ourselves. Change the energy, change the reality. And I really want us to move through. We're going to use the sacred geometrics. We're going to do that all together so that we can set up a coherent field in which you're more possible and I am more possible. Because all the corruption that we're talking about is that your possibilities have been taken over by someone else. Well, you know what? As Peter Calhoun, another one of my favorite guests, has said, you know, human beings are the most incredibly powerful critters. We just have been convinced and we believe that we're not very powerful. So going back to change the energy, change the reality, remember this, that you can call in fields and frequencies from the universes, really, because there's some tremendous frequencies available to us now. They're being downloaded anyway. But you can literally reach up with your mind and the heart of your mind and call in the ones that you really want to absorb. There's a lot of God consciousness or creator spirit consciousness, however you consider it, that's available, not to anybody who happens to be a guru, but to all of us. Not that it's not available to them, but I mean, you don't have to be this exclusive being in order to have it. It's right there for you, and it's right there for me. And opening the mind is like bringing in a huge, huge invitation. I've noticed lately in my clientele, there's so many people that we're talking and then they're bursting, that the energy moves up through them and literally starts popping so that the fields around them start to be much more obviously active in the multidimensional realm. I love that. It makes me cry, actually, because it's so incredibly touching. And these aren't necessarily people that are tremendous leaders. Maybe some of them are, but that's not really the category. The category is just those who are willing to release, to open up, to invite, to expand, to intend, to love, and to feel compassion and those things that move in the planet. You know what I mean? Compassion is a very moving thing. Being touched by someone's flight or whatever is moving. You know, we've used the term like that. So usually that's what's required, is an intention and a movingness deep within the heart and soul. And I just love to watch that. Some of the people I know are having really, really terrible times, often losing what was making them secure. And really and truly, who are you? Are you what makes you secure, or are you one who can unravel some tremendous empowerment that can move you through some rapidly changing time? One of the things I love to do is I like to go, I have some spiritual books that I love to flip through. I love talking with my guides and angels who teach me so much, and so many other beings of light, and I love my interviews because they really take me up and down some avenues I may not have time to explore myself. But I also like reading some very spiritual books like Ramana Maharshi and Aurobindo and those kinds of people, because in the Bhagavad Gita and all of those contain tremendous spiritual, I think even the Quran does and so on, tremendous spiritual wisdom, streaks of wisdom about human possibility, about life possibility. And one of the things they all include is how who you are, who you really are, is an amazing being of consciousness, an amazing being of light, and you're really increasing the ability for you to come into the planet and really be a contributor by bringing up your ability to love, to forgive, to accept, to change, to grow. And I'm I guess what I'm trying to get to is the fact that if you Ramana Maharshi, whom I've already mentioned that I really do love his stuff, one of his meditations was "Who am I?" That was one of his mantras. So you sit in there for 20 minutes or however long you meditate in one sit, and you say, "Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?" And what happens is you and I are cocooned with tons of what the Hindus call the samskara, which are the records of reactions that have piled up in and around you, influencing your identities for maybe thousands upon thousands and thousands of years. And they come through your lineage, they come through your community, they come through, you know, the collective field, the thoughts and feelings of others and so on. They come from all kinds of sources. So very often when we're striving to create our identity and carry that into the world, we're holding on to, we're attached to beliefs and structures and postures and even hairdos, who knows, that we figure are going to help us rate more highly in this group or that group or in our social milieu. And that isn't bad or it's not wrong, but what I'm talking about is that you are the only one in the universe that's you, and I'm the only one in the universe that's me. And sometimes peeling those layers, really getting in touch with various kind of even deep motivations, fears, defensive, getting in touch with aspects of yourself that you may not even think are in there, is a great way for you to peel the onion, for you to release a whole bunch of influences that are keeping you confined or contained on a kind of a karmic wheel. It's almost like, you know, if you have the same thing keeps happening in your life, whether it's in relationships or finances or deception or self-pitying situations, you know, we've all been through the litany of those things that can happen. Some of them, like if you've got an awful lot of rejection in your life, you can rest assured that that's coming from a whole lot of programming that might have come from you screwing up royally a couple of lifetimes ago and having to make penance. I'm not really sure that that's how karma works, but it is to me a way of programming those things that happened that had huge dramas in them, kind of programmed us to attract those very repeated things. And so getting in touch with them, so we go back to Ramana Maharshi's thing about who am I, who am I, who am I, who am I. you can literally see the vibrations from things like that. I was out of control with power. Most of us have had a life or two like that, okay? Oh my, I feel annoyed and defensive, and I wanted more attention. So you get into, who am I, who am I, who am I? And some of these things might reverberate around you, and you just keep going, who am I, who am I? Because they aren't you. They are not that beautiful, precious, what is it called, the piece of consciousness that you are, that can move through dimensions, that can move through fields and galaxies, that is in many ways loving and infinite, and is contributing to the exploration and the expression of Creator Spirit through all these different styles. Who are you really? I remember years ago writing out of the top of my head, and I'm sure it came to the guides, is digging in and finding out about self, about self, about self, until I can get to know, K-N-O-W, self. So you go through self, 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 till you don't need to be attached to or defined as self, you see? And so I'm saying to you, it's such a wonderful experience to realize that, how did my secretary put it today, that as you go in and you explore all these different things that you've attached yourself to, that run your karma, run your repeated patterns, run your relationships, run your finances, and so on, as you drop inside and really get in touch with what they are, and they release, and they release, and they release, then vibrationally, you're moving up. Because those things are kind of containing you and keeping you at certain levels of consciousness. They're containing you in a certain vibrational level. And as you release, you're actually becoming more and more of your pure self unobstructedly, and giving your contribution, your dharma, into the collective. And isn't that exciting? So I always tease people and say, well, you know what? It's all about me. And it's all about you, because we start there and we work with the greater good. My last paradigm shifter, I don't know how many of you heard it, but it was Karuna Katen, and he had lived in Tibet for, I think, 12 years or 14 years or something. And now he does therapy in the U.S., I think Santa Cruz area. He's got a wonderful book called The Misleading Mind. And he has other books, and he does this great therapy style, which is kind of like that. So, like, if you're having an awful time getting along with people and you see someone like him, he takes you inside to see what your role is in it. It takes you inside to work with the truth of what you're doing and what kind of vibration you're putting into your own relationships and why they don't work. And basically, he's saying a similar thing, which is, as you go in and you tap, you touch those places in yourself that are, say I'm not getting along with anyone, and I really discover that I'm very defensive, and I'm terrified that they are better than I am because I'm not good enough. You see how we kind of spiraled in, so we got a whole bunch of different feelings there. But as you do that and you unravel the weaving that you've taken on around yourself, you start to unhook more and more stuff, and you get clearer and clearer about self. And the truth of who you are becomes just a little bit more manageable. And you start to drop some of these incredible patterns that have run your life. Maybe you've had a great life, but you still are running all these patterns. Or maybe you're having a whole bunch of problems, and you're still having these problems. In either case, it works. And the bottom line is, what we do is we contribute to the evolution of the species. If we can unravel those cocooning reactions, those weavings of old stuff that you and I are surrounded with. So let me know if any of you have seen the or listened to the Karuna podcast. I think he's lovely. He's sort of gentle. We talked about the misleading mind, how you're thinking and how your fears and so on can get away, get you distracted. It's basically misleading mind, he says. It can be misleading you away from who you really are. So that's my question of you tonight. Who are you really? So let's connect with one another and become a coherent field of wonderful beings who are dropping into a deepening into who you are really, getting in touch with, becoming conscious of influences and releasing them. You don't have to fight with them. You just have to know what they are and watch them kind of unfurl or float away or melt or whatever images you need to use. Then we're going to go into the sacred geometrics. We're going to create our structure. And we're going to do our little series of movies. The first one is about you becoming who you really are. No, that's not usually what we do at first. We usually do one that you're becoming who you would really love to be. Okay? And that's just a movie you create, and it's your style. The second one is you creating a project, something you want to do. And it can be anything you want, home and family, movies, books, whatever. And have fun with these. These are really fun. We can do it anyway. You can even fix your own hairdo. I guess I'm obsessed with hairdos tonight. And then the next one is the healing center, the Galactic Healing Center. And with your wonderful guidance, you have all of us have a wonderful team around us. We don't all get in touch with it very easily, but we try to. And we bring in our healing team, the members of your healing team, because you've got probably a lot more beings around you than you would ever imagine. Bring in the members of your healing team that really count and have them stand in a circle around your healing table. And then you're the first person that comes in to lie on that table. And you ask for what it is you need, or you ask them what it is you need. In either case, you should be able to feel some nice energy work done. You might get some advice, which you perhaps want to jot down. Who knows? So wrap that in light, and then we bring in someone else. We bring in several different people and see how that goes. And then we do a political thing. Okay, so we pretend that we can, each time we have a fresh table. Now the third one, we bring in a political theme. I don't know if it's the third one or the fourth one. That'll be up to me, and I'll just be capricious about it. And then we bring in a political situation, and we bring in our team, our healing team, and then their healing teams, and their healing teams, and their healing teams, and their healing teams. And because it's a huge political situation and our whole planet's involved, or maybe our galaxy's involved, who knows, we want to bring in as many beings as possible and see if we can have an impact with our mind to change the fields and frequency and imbue some harmony and some potential. Are you ready to join me as we change the world? And after that, I really want you to call in. Are you ready, everyone? And I want to ask you to wrap yourselves in light, too, because when we do, you don't take on my stuff and I don't take on yours. So let's call in a golden ball up above your head, about 2 miles, and down below your spine, about 40 feet. And now drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid. Good. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid. And its point goes into the lower golden ball. So when you put those two pyramids together, you've got yourself a nice octahedron, an eight-sided structure. And now inside of that, we have a crystal ball, and the outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron, and that means it's a three-dimensional Star of David. It's like a beautiful star, and you're inside of it. Now spin your star. It's kind of like the Merkaba. It's your light body. It's sort of like that. I keep thinking it's... Anyway, it's like the light body, or you can say it is your light body, and spin and spin and spin and spin. And your light body is the vehicle you use to change dimensions. So spin and spin and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. Can't you feel yourself going, shoo? And whilst you're spinning, take a look at the screen in front of you, and we'll do the screen that shows you seeing the movie of what it is you want to become. I always want to become consciously multidimensional. Magical. Yeah. Let's see it. Here we go. And what is it you want to become? And just see all that coming together, and you become more and more of what it is you really want to become. Good. And then when you see yourself being just like what you want, what you're aiming for, wrap it in light, move it over to the left. And now the second screen is about you creating something. What is it you want to create in your life? Is it home and family? Is it a job? What's that? Is it a book? Is it a movie? Is it a magical television thing? And see all the resources, the people, the time, the money, all the influences you need to create the dream of your life, this project. And just see the pieces coming together. See yourself laughing and enjoying. And then wrap that in light. And now we're going to bring in the Galactic Healing Center. I kind of was traveling there for a minute, forgot where I was and what I was doing. Nice to be in a trance. The altered states of America, I like to say. All right, so we're going to bring in our healing team and have them come in, invite them in with love in your heart, and have them stand around your healing table. And the first person to jump on that healing table is you, or in my case, me. And we ask them for healing of something that we really need healing with. And it can be a circumstance or physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. You know the game. They love you. They love you. And ask for help. And if you don't know what to ask for, ask them what you need. And now, oh my goodness. Can you feel a really nice frequency as they work with you? Mm-hmm. I sure can. I love this part. Good. Now wrap that in light. Because when you do and move it over to the side, what happens is you can keep stewing in that vibrational field. Good. And now let's bring in a fresh table. Good. And on that table, we're bringing someone in. I'm going to bring in a woman who's been, I've brought her in before, and she's used to this. So let's just get to work on her. And what we're going to do is have you bring in anyone you want. And what I'm seeing is my friend has gotten a lot of physical pain, okay? And yet she's growing and changing, and a lot of her physical pain has to do with what we were talking about earlier, is how you live out a whole bunch of old beliefs and influences in your life. She's got a lot of self-judgment things she's been moving through. She's got a lot of questions about herself, a lot of like deep isolation as a child, and some anger, which is justifiable, isn't it? And they're moving energy through her. There you are. Now, what they're doing with her this time is putting a lot of influence on her brain. Because remember, the brain is a great computer, isn't it? Yeah. And they're also putting influence, quite a bit of influence on the base of her spine. Okay. That's good. And they're saying that she needs to prepare herself for big changes, that she needs to know that her time is at hand, that she doesn't have to live like this any longer. I don't think she's dying. It looks like things are going to start to change for her. So I want that for you, my friend. And they're running their fields all the way up and down your spine, but spending an awful lot of time on your brain patterns. There you go. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. I have another friend. This is... Oh my goodness, there's several people. I was going to do one person, one male, but now I'm going a male, a female, a younger female, and they've all got pelvic and hip problems, and their hip problems are really quite terrible. And one of them, when I go into her hips, her legs, her lower legs go crazy, and the healing team is working away on her. But the thing about that, when the lower legs are so impacted by what's going on in the hips, it very often has to do with early childhood, trauma in early childhood. So she's got several, we've got our team really busy this time because there are several beings working on this one alone. And then behind them, there's more beings. And behind them, there's more beings. So we've got three tables here functioning. One of them is the, and we'll let her be worked with them, because what's going on in her hips has so much to do with her childhood. She's young to be having a lot of this pelvic problem, too. A lot of it is even congested female hormone stuff and constipation. And remember, your brain patterns are created, your neurotransmissions, some of them come up in the intestinal tract first, right? There we go. Now the other one, here's a guy who's very, very frustrated with his life. He feels that he's not enough, and I think that's probably the crux of why his life has been so difficult. And he's got a really terrible kind of sciatic thing going on, but also in his mind, in his brain, he's worried all the time. And that there's a huge, now this is really intriguing, they're showing this in his brain, there's a huge self-doubt, like a current of energy running through his brain. So it doesn't matter what he does, there's a question in him about whether or not he can do that. You see? That's right. And they're saying that if you look at his brain and you see that huge self-doubt splitting what's going on in his brain, it also splits what goes on in his heart, his self-love, his sharing with other people, his feeling worthy enough to share with other people. And in the belly area, and he should be burping, or his belly, or some of you are having roiling bellies at this point. Good. That means that we're disrupting some of the subconscious. And the team is saying to him, it doesn't have to be this way too much longer, that he has full, this is a fairly, he's not that old actually, but he has full capacity to reestablish physical possibility in his body-mind. That sounds pretty fancy and pretty making assumptions for him, but let's do that. Let's all make the assumption that it's true. And the third one is an older woman, and she's got it's pretty heavy, and she has a lot of fused spines. I think we've had her on before. She has a lot of fused vertebrae. Now we're asking the team to bring in more and more beings. That means the ones each member of the healing team has got a healing team, has got a healing team, has got a healing team, and the collection is very huge. And they're showing here that there's a huge collection of healers vibrating and pulsing with all these three people because they represent, some of the basic issues in our society, in our collective these days. They're saying particularly Western society. So they're bringing in a ton of beings from different realms to help. So we'll put this whole hospital room over to the side. And all of us, let's send our welcome intentions that all of this be dealt with, because you and I know that vibrationally that helps us as well. Good. Now move that over to the side and let it keep cooking. And now we have our final table, our political table. What should we put on it? Should we put on it the rising? Let me see now here. This is a lot of corruption. There's a lot of people saying, I get all the money and you don't, neither. And maybe we should put, I guess what I'd like to see is a lot of beings who are waking up and a lot of people who are on their potential for waking up, even if they're in the highest government position or the highest oligarchic position or whatever. And then some people who are just waking up all over the world, no matter what position they're in. I want to collect that whole milieu of people. I want to collect that vibrant lot of people. And we're going to see if we can imbue many of them. The healing team wants to imbue them with a much higher potential of having compassion, transformation, sharing, love for all, love for the planet, personal evolution. Yeah. And that's making me just buzz like mad. So let's see if we can infuse as many beings as you can imagine. So the ones who are already moving and grooving and trying to get very, very conscious will pick up speed. And so will the ones that hadn't been trying to get conscious, but there's that flicker in them. And I love the healing team. They're talking a lot about, as they work with this, that there's awakening going on all throughout our species. Isn't that exciting? And just see that light moving up through all of these different beings. And now let's wrap that in light and send it off to the left. And then we're going to do one more thing, which is we're going to call in those lights that we talked about, those frequencies that are full of light and information from the universes. The ones with the God consciousness, have them come down through the top of your head. And call them through your neck as they whirl through the neck and the shoulders, go down your arms, go back up your arms around your heart, circle round and round in your heart, right? And then back up. I want you to go up and down your arms. I guess I'm doing a squeegee thing here. Send them back down your arms and out your hands, and I want you to pat vibrations that are coming through your hands to any places in the world where there's war, there's terrible sicknesses, there's crowding over population, there's huge areas of poverty. I want you to pat these parts of the world, Fukushima, that's right, good, down with the Gulf, the big Gulf, HP, the Gulf, tragedy, West Virginia. Wow. We got a lot of places to take care of, but you know what? It can be done. It's going to take a lot of beings, and there's a lot of beings there, isn't there? Okay, now spin this beautiful golden light round and round and round this planet, swaddling, like swaddling clothes. Good. And have it go round and round and round, thinking of justice for all and love and the feeling of how important it is to be a being, to be the only one in the universe that's you. Each of these beings, it's really important that they exist, and have that light run round and round and round the planet. Come back up your arms, your hands, your arms, whirl up through your heart, back up your neck, shoot out to the great central sun, pop back down to the top of your head, shoot into the earth. There you are. And now turn around and shut your Galactic Healing Center. And come and meet me here in the Star Tetrahedron. First we do the Star Tetrahedron, spin and spin and spin and spin in it. And then jump out and call me. Please call me and tell me how your life is right now. Who are you really? And what's going on with you? The call numbers are 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. So what's going on in your world? Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Maybe we should be talking about love. I want all of you to drop inside. We already did a meditation. Excuse me. But let's do this anyway. I want you to drop inside and focus on your heart. Now, what is Valentine's Day all about? It's, who do I love? What do I love? It's all about chocolate and flowers. I think we should take a look at it and say, isn't it all about what the nature of love is? And it kind of starts with ourselves. Isn't love sort of a universal, not sort of, love is a universal glue. It's kind of what holds everything together. So instead of being attachment, it's kind of an unfolding, expanding attraction, isn't it? And that unfolding, beautiful love that runs through you, that radiates out through your body, mind, that touches others, is really an infectious, contagious, wondrous situation. A lot of times we have a lot of love. Remember we were talking about identity and who am I? And a lot of times we have love for attachment, for security, for possession, for, you know, making me safe. I'm repeating myself here, I don't mean that. But actually, if you think about that, it's very, very important for us each to drop inside and really ask, what is the love that I feel? What is the love? Sometimes you get it from a dog, don't you? Or a cat. Or a baby. They just love you. It's almost scary, isn't it? Or have you ever noticed that if somebody's really loving, other people back up and get afraid? It's about, what are we afraid of? I think that we'd be afraid of being kind of consumed or something, taken over, that they'll expect something from us. What do you think? In any case, I want you to call in. Oh, goody, you just heard me. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Oh, wow. It's been a day, I'll tell you.
Has it?
Oh, my God. I'll try to make this really short.
Just make it interesting, Carol.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I just said make it interesting. I'm just playing with you.
All right. Well, Manny treated me twice today. He said that I don't really have any more blockages, but he was, and I said he was really gentle, and he treated me a couple of times, and then I called this friend. I was in a lot of pain and called this friend, and he sent me energy, but it was really, really strong, and, you know, it was just too much for me. So I called Manny, and he said that this guy that sent me energy was very, very angry, and I picked up on his anger.
Well, now that's an interesting thing. That's something to bear in mind, isn't it?
Yes, 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 yes.
So what are you doing? Did you like going into the structure? Could you feel it?
Yes, I felt it. Very definitely felt it. I mean, I'm just... I've just had so many different energies today, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Well, they seem to be soothing your brain pattern, because a lot of the reason, and this is true for other you who are having chronic pain situations, your brain pattern has got something that's been triggered, right? And it's really heartbreaking for those of us who want to make it all better for you. But anyway, they were working with your brain pattern, especially just inside the temporal lobes, from the corpus callosum, which is that seam between the halves of the brain, and right in the top part of the temporal lobes, they were trying to soothe it for you. Did you not feel any soothing?
Well, not yet. It's still pretty pulsating. But okay. Do you think this was from this energy from this person?
Yeah, I do.
Is that what?
I think that what's happening is better for you than you realize. I'm sorry that it still hurts a lot, but it's like where he got things going is bringing up, you know, a lot of times, and this is for other people at home to know, a lot of times when you have energy work, it brings up the kinds of things that have been locked into various parts of the body, like reactions of self-judgment or fear or defense and all that, and you just had a potload in this life because you decided to unleash yourself, to release yourself from all kinds of old karmic stuff or whatever you call other life experiences. And so they're saying that your this fellow gave you a lot of energy, and it's triggering an awakening of feelings that haven't been awakened. I'm like, oh Lord. Guide said that you're kind of coming into a time where you're going to feel a lot different. You're coming toward the end of it, just a relentless pain time.
So there is not such a thing as somebody sending you too much energy. I mean, it's not more than I can handle.
No, I think that you could say it's too much in that it's more than... It's better to eke it out bit by bit because it already hurts you too much. Most people aren't as sensitive to pain as you are because you've been raw for years, right?
Right.
And so the only thing that was wrong with it is the rate at which he had your energy move.
Uh-huh.
that make sense?
Yes, it very definitely makes sense. But
and there's another thing, Carol, is you do have an anger in there. So if this fellow, and this fellow does have a kind of a volatile, temperamental nature, and his anger hooked into yours and exacerbated yours. So that's probably...
So that did happen then?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
I don't think he's... What?
He would never admit to that. He thinks he's a very high spiritual being and he can do no wrong.
Kind of what
I pick up from him.
That's a little problem when we have our ego out of control, right? You know.
Yeah, and he tells me he has no ego. He gave up his ego a long time ago, so he's fooling himself in a way, right?
Well, he just isn't connected to the physical part of his being, I guess. I mean, I don't know. We all have our illusions about what we are, but I don't think he's completely... I don't know. I mean, there's some great teachers and gurus that have terrible tempers. I think Muktananda was one of those. There's some wonderful beings that I love to study, and they're crankety-poo, some of them, so who knows, you know? You know? I remember Zeus were hurling lightning rods. I mean, goodness, they aren't necessarily without anger. But in any case, I think that guy has a voluptuous emotional dynamic, and he did fling some of his stuff through you.
Mm-hmm. So should I stay away from him?
Just remember that when... I can't say that to you. But remember that when you work with him... I don't know what's happening with your phone. Do you? There it is. Okay.
I don't think it's my phone.
It might be beeping.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Woo! I think we better hang you up, Carol.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Big hug.
Am I going to be okay?
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
He
moves your energy faster than your body is able to assimilate without pain. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah, it's just,
right.
And you can work with him or not. Just remember that it won't make you feel better for a while, but then you might feel better afterwards, you know.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Wow, that's really interesting. Like, because, you know, it's so true that if you and I are working together, and if I am at all like going through an emotional hoo-ha, or if you're going through an emotional hoo-ha, we could energetically, if we're aligned, and maybe you can use astrology to figure out who's really aligned, then we can be little like we can trigger each other. And I think that most of us healers really have to be stepping out of... And I don't always think it's wrong either, you know. Some people think it's because you're all screwed up or it's your ego, but it's not so all the time. Sometimes it's just an alignment with things, or somebody is too good at pulling out some of the props that you've used to keep yourself safe. And so suddenly that person works with you. They may have done you a great service, but you go through a tumultuous recovery time, maybe of a day or two or something, because you're undoing some of the props that this person has used to keep themselves, to keep their identity safe, or to protect themselves, or to define themselves. I'm repeating myself again. And so when I'm watching what Carol's saying, I think that this fellow, I don't think he's just an angry man, but I think he has a volatile chemistry, and he triggered his connection, his energy triggered his alignment with her anger energy, only his is like cracking a whip, and hers is more of a deep holding that she's trying to clear. So somehow there was a trigger there, and all of a sudden she goes into almost an emotional spasm, and it hurts, yeah. But it's not going to last a long, long time. It's just energy is a very, very powerful tool. So what you want to do, I wonder how we can resolve this. So if you go to see an energy worker and you have some specific issues, right, You want to make sure that your alignment with that person, and we can often tell this in many ways, that you're not feeling defensive about the nature of that person or wary of what they're like, because that's your body, that's your inner self telling you that this is not a person that you want to be kind of intimate with. You need somebody, you know what I mean by intimacy? I'm not talking sexuality here, but I am talking about someone working with your deeper energy fields. And if you're not finding it easy to have rapport with that person on a nice, you know, some people you just don't feel that good talking to. I wouldn't let them do my energy. Mm-mm. No. But in other cases, there are times when I go see somebody and I go, oh, crap. Not so much now, but it used to happen where I would just go into a reaction afterwards. And I know that they, again, pulled the props out from under some of the ways I was identifying myself. And that was really important. So it was good that they did that, and it took me a while to recover. You know what I mean? Anyway, so energy is a really wonderful thing, and you're really good to call it in from the higher sources. If you're working with people and you're in a tumultuous energetic state, don't lie to yourself. Be really honest, because I don't care how high a being you are, and you might have an intrinsic high-frequency energy, you still have emotional tumultuousness as long as you're rolling around on this planet with the rest of us, knowing that half the planet is being raped and pillaged and, you know, we're in trouble. I mean, it's pretty hard to have no emotion. Or, in fact, I think it's really dangerous for human beings to have no emotion. Galexis was talking about how the big drought in California, which is really awful, has come from, they claim, Galexis has channeled a channeled coalescence of beings through Ginger Mitro, and they claim that the drought in California is the consequence of many, many people not expressing their true feelings. And, you know, you think about it, emotions and water are all connected, aren't they? So I'm watching that, and, you know, I know that if it's true, I mean, I guess I have a lot of different opinions about this, and my own guides have some too, but if it's true that that drought is because there's not enough emotional expression amongst the people in California, then by the same token, a recognition of that, turn it the other way, and everybody gets emotional recognition. I don't mean with guns and fast cars and vengeance and that sort of thing, but we should be able to change the water. And I remember saying to Galexis, because we did an interview for Paradigm Shifters fairly recently, and I said, well, why aren't we, because a lot of people talk about bringing on rain, making rain, right? So why aren't we creating rain for California? If you can create it, if we can dry it up by not expressing feeling, then we can certainly create moisture by expressing our feelings. And it also, there are a number of healers that we've talked to. Peter Calhoun is one of them, who are fairly capable of, I would say fairly, I don't know if it's all the time, apparently Rolling Thunder was another one, very capable of calling in rain when it's too dry. So I said to Galexis, why can't we be doing that? And they said, well, they used to do that sort of thing in Florida, but I guess they must be back at it. Because, lo and behold, all of a sudden, the very next day or 2 days later in Santa Cruz, they were having pouring rains. I haven't tracked all over, I haven't looked up California, because we've been sort of busy here in our own funny little area. But I really believe that we can create, which takes us back to the beginning of this show, which is we're very, very magical. We're much more powerful than we realize. We can call in much higher frequency energies than we normally do, than we normally put up with. And like Carol, when we have a healing, when we have some healing with other people's high fields and high frequency energies, sometimes it can hurt, because where you're condensed and you're densified and sensitive, it can want to move that the energy that flows from the healer through you can want to push and move energies at a rate that's way too fast for the delicate parts of your nature. I don't think it kills you or hurts you. I think it just hurts. And people like Carol, who are in chronic pain anyway, their pain receptors are really vital and vibrant. So I don't think you want to get angry with the healer as much as you want to pick your healer really carefully and get them to slow down, because it's the speed that things move through. But then by the same time, that's just energy. By the same token, if you can call in energies from the universe and from the God consciousness and from the different galactic centers that are apparently releasing huge frequencies, if you can do all that, well, we can really move through these terrible times and really do a lot of healing work on the planet. Because if it's like the thing about it hurts sometimes, right, because you're already really sensitive. But we've got a lot of places on the planet that are hurting already, and we have the ability to kind of radiate and send healing energy to those places and to really help them regrow. And maybe it will seem dangerous, or maybe it will seem like it's hard on them. I don't know. But I do believe that we have the ability to work together with the frequencies of Mother Earth and the universe and really change a whole lot of ways of this, and also even the weather patterns. I mean, I'm talking big talk here, but I really believe that we can do it. But I think it's going to take a lot of us, and it's going to have to be a collective intention, isn't it? What do you think about that? You got time for a call, you know. So how about calling in? We've got like 5 more minutes. Now, I'm not really sure who's my next paradigm shifter. I think it's these people, and I can't remember their name, but anyway, they did a book called The Wisdom of Aging, and what they did was they did a wonderful number of interviews with people who are of the older set, if you will, and they did them all over America, and what they would go home after they've done their interview, and then the woman did some portraits of these people, and they were talking about the value of aging and the wisdom, what do you do with the wisdom, and so on. So they're going to come on and talk about this. Let me see who else is coming on. In March, we have Joe Vitale again, and he's talking about the Ho'onopono. I think I've got the wrong number of syllables. Ho'onopono. in a lot more elegant and refined detail than what I have had the experience of learning about before. But, you know, he's been quite the guy. He's been taking us on all kinds of, since What the Bleep, I think it is. He's been taking us through many, many levels of self-empowerment, of using your mind, using your frequency, and really talking to each other and talking to the planet in healing ways. So I'm very excited about talking to him. He's coming on March the 12th, I think it is, or March the 11th. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, things are crazy on the planet, but I'll tell you what, we keep seeing the most amazing results, people helping each other, people who are really being kind, people who are growing, people who are getting brighter and brighter. Peter Calhoun was talking about how somebody said, oh my gosh, there's something terrible going on. Do you remember this part, Bob? And he was talking about how somewhere in some measurement, they were showing this electrical energy and this light force that was inexplicable, and somebody was afraid of it. And when they tracked it down, they said that, oh my gosh, it was simply a light worker who was in touch with her consciousness. That's right. It was the military people came by in the desert, because the energy was so powerful. And they found it was just light workers who really were attuned. And they said it was, I can't remember, it was some huge number of, it was the whole city's worth of energy coming from one or two at a time. And that's because you and I have the ability of bringing in these frequencies and really building our own light. And you know what? It's all about you. Do it your way and bring it up and make sure that other people feel it, because it is contagious energy. And when you're lit and I'm lit and we're side by side, boop, we both light, don't we? So you see how we could be the most amazing, and I want to say multidimensional kind of beings and really make changes on this planet. So let's have fun. Again, this is Veronica Entwistle. I guess you're not going to phone in, you guys, so I'm disappointed. Not very, actually. But I'd love to hear from you again. Tune into my website, veronicaentwistle.com. Guess what? We've got some more videos up. And I love the feedback some of you are giving me from our little 2 and 3 minute videos. Any suggestions of things that you would really like to see there? I'm playing at it. We're having fun doing it. So let me know what you'd like to see and hit the Ask Veronica button. Ask a question, make a suggestion for guests, and book a session with me and my own guides and angels. And I want to say thank you ever so much for listening to Radiance by Design. It's always a treat to talk to you and share our meditations and our hearts. Good night, many blessings, and much love.